How are you, man? It's good to be with you, Carlos.
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing very, very well. Congratulations on the new CD, Viper's Drag. That's Henry Butler with Steve Bernstein and the Hot Nine. Wow. Tell you what, it's so hot I had to put it down.
Well, we're fortunate. You know, it's been received very well. We just got a good review in Downbeat, and New York Times has been wonderful to us on this one. Everywhere we've presented parts of the Viper's Drag program, it's been received very well. So, you know, we're thankful and constantly celebrating the fact that we can play this music and we can share it with everybody who's willing to listen. In my opinion, one of the reasons why you go back to do older pieces is to put your stamp on it. And when Steve and I got together, first of all, we decided some time ago that we were going to do a collaboration like this, and we kept promising ourselves that, and making a commitment to each other, that we would do this.
Left My Baby. You know, I don't hear that song very often. Maybe it's because Jimmy Rushin put a powerful stamp on that song a long, long time ago, and to see that tune resurrected, and again, kudos to you. What a great vocal rendition and a great arrangement of that song, man. It's great.
Well, thank you very much. Well, that was Steve's idea. He likes to put his stamp on the beginning of the song, and especially that one and Viper's Drag, you can hear an intro that you wouldn't normally hear if it was, say, the Count Basie Band or one of the classic groups playing that song. A little bit of an update. It's a little bit of a we're aware that we're dealing with a slightly different audience, so take all of that into account.
I left my baby standing in the back door crying.
We do some Jelly Roll compositions on the CD, and you know, we're aware that a lot of people are coming from a slightly different culture these days. And so in order to get them interested in pieces like Wolverine Blues and King Porter Stomp, we have to make it sound a little different. So we think that we did that, and you know, I'm even surprised as to how responsive a lot of the young people are when they hear this stuff. When you're dealing with younger musicians and when you're dealing with younger listeners, I think the whole purist approach is probably not the wisest approach. And I think if you want to get these people interested, you've got to at least realize, to the extent that you can, where they are. And if you do that, then you have a better chance of getting them, as opposed to just playing verbatim how somebody in 1905 or 1902 might have played the arrangements or might have played the compositions.
And the other thing, Henry, is that's been done already. You know, kind of been there, done that,
right?
You know?
That's right. And we never pretended that we were an institution that was just totally historical. I mean, we are doing some historical things, but we're doing it in our own way. And for me, that's a lot more fun than just... But, you know, Professor Longhair told me when I studied with him, he says, man, you know, you don't have to play like me. You know, you play what you want. And, you know, I know a lot of younger people who, you know, write, they transcribe all of his stuff and they play it exactly like he played it, but that's not what he cared about. I mean, the idea of playing his songs or playing his whatever his tunes or songs was enough flattery for him. And I think a lot of the creative people, a lot of the older creative people, they're just happy that you're remembering him.
My spy boy and your spy boy sitting by the fire. My spy boy to your spy boy, who won't set his flag on fire. Talking about henna, henna. I'm the white one day. Kakamo filo anande. Kakamo fina. Talking about henna, henna. I'm the white one day. Kakamo filo anande. Kakamo fina.